modern reappearance of an 11th century myth involving a strange and mysterious influence of a mountebank monk over a somnambulist. This mysterious influence of a mountebank, or charlatan if you prefer, had deviously guided his unwitting, sleepwalking somnambulist servitor to commit unspeakable crimes. Our tale begins in the garden.
You are new here, but you must listen to me. Spirits surround us on every side. They have driven me from hearth and home, from wife and child. They have driven you here as well, but do not think we are safe here. These mouths will not hold them back should they decide to come for us.
Here is this spirit that has haunted me blessedly forever. Jane. Desire, but look at her. She's not herself anymore. You could only see how adoringly she once spoke to me. What she and I have experienced is yet more remarkable than any story you have told me. I will tell you of it, though a dark, sinister tale it be, with murder at its black heart. Yes, in Haustenval, where I was born. Peaceful, serene Haustenval, in the beautiful forest-clad mountains, where simple pastoral citizens mixed amicably with intellectuals associated with Haustenval's fine university. A traveling fair had arrived. Such fairs rarely came to Haustenval. How could we have known? How could we have protected ourselves? Protected ourselves from him. Yes. With it came a mountebank, a charlatan, seemingly old, seemingly feeble. Seemed harmless, but he was quite the contrary, quite the contrary. Behind his rounded spectacles were the eyes of a conniving madman. And then there was my friend Alan. Many years younger than I, he had thoughts both lofty and profound.
Man's fate is not in his control, yet paradoxically, if greatness be his destiny, he must seek it out. The divine heralds of greatness have our secret in the grossest, most banal happenings around oneself. Look to these happenings as the keys that will unlock you from your prison and guide you to immortality. Immortality. Divine heralds, they are calling to me. Why, out there in those streets, greatness awaits me. Wonders, marvels, miracles are all mine for the stepping out and greeting them. Haustenval Fair. Wonders, marvels, miracles, sideshows. Oh no, my goodness, this is just the thing, the fair. Yes. Yes, the fair. Franny, Francis Pete's hand has just grabbed me and implores me to grab you too. It's just what we're talking about. Angels of providence descending in gross and unexpected forms. Oh, Franny,
fair.
come on. Franny, come on, old man, let's go to the
We've
fair.
We've got our examination.
Oh, study or no study, you'll get that appointment. Come on, Franny, let's go to the fair.
I told Alan that due to a previous engagement, I couldn't attend the fair that evening, but assured him I would accompany him the following day. Meanwhile, Caligari was seeking out the town office. I would later learn what transpired. Assistant clerk, on his way to the office, insisted that the head clerk was in a frightful mood, but with the lateness of the hour, it would be impossible to speak with him. Caligari knew well how to persuade bureaucratic officials to do him favor, and so he convinced the assistant clerk to introduce him to the head clerk.
There's no use pleading and carrying on. I told you plainly to... What's this? Dr. Caligari? Wait! Can't you see him in the middle of something? Where was I? Gentlemen, you know the government's position since the end of that horrific war to ban the sale of firearms. Thank heavens, what with all the terrorist reactionaries secreting themselves in the populace? Frightful! Leave now! Hear no more!
Excuse me, sir, please.
Sit down, old fool! I'm trying to get some work done. What is it? What have you come to bother me with? Speak up, old man! What nonsense is it?
Not nonsense.
Well, what is it then?
I want a permit to operate my concession at the fair. I will need a fairly large space, as crowds are sure to be prodigious once word gets out. I'm sure the citizens of Hostonwell will eagerly come. I'd say I need 50 by 50 meters square.
Well, what kind of show is it?
It's not a show. It is a somnambulist.
Fuck yeah! Wasting my time, unbelievable.
And so it was that Caligari was deemed a harmless fakir and given permit to open his concession. Surely in his mind, he was already plotting his revenge against the town clerk's insults. And so the fair came to Hostonwall's people flocked to it like ants to molasses. There were amusement rides, games of chance, dancers, musicians, magicians, human freaks, and of course, plenty of food and drink. Grinder with his awful monkey is one of the images that just haunts me from that cursed fair. Oh, I've since imagined Caligari smugly walking past that monkey, surveying the crowded fair with all those he considered inferior fools. Outside the tent, throngs passed by, no one imagining that all but a thin sheet of canvas was the only thing that separated them from Caligari's evil intent. It would not protect them much longer. How could they protect themselves from their own perverse curiosity?
People of Hostonwell, gather round. I, Caligari, will present a wonder that defies your wildest dreams and darkest nightmares. Here is a man that lives always in the furthest realms of those realms you visit only in your sleep. Step up, step up. See the amazing Cesare, the somnambulist. What power holds him next to the fire of eternal sleep? What becomes of a man who lives embalmed in the realms of dreams? What do his eyes gaze upon? What does his heart yearn for? You may find out as I waken him. Step up.
That night, the first of a strange series of murders occurred. The police found the victim in his bed, dead, multiple stab wounds. His sheets were in a twisted, bloody mess, horror emblazoned upon every feature of his lifeless face. The first victim was the town clerk. God. The police were mystified, as the killer had seemingly come through the second-story window. Alan and I went to the fair. I wasn't expecting to enjoy myself in the least, but Alan's quest for the herald of his divine fate I found continually amusing. Until the bell.
I hear a bell ringing, Francis. That's it. I know it.
And just 5 minutes ago, you
know. Oh, no. This is it this time. Come on, Francis.
Good people of Hostonwell, gather round. I, Caligari, will present a wonder that defies your wildest dreams, your darkest nightmares. Step up, step up. Cesare, who has slept for 25 years, is about to wake. Don't miss it. Here is a man that lives always in the furthest realms of those realms you visit only in your sleep. What power holds him next to the fire of eternal sleep? What do his eyes gaze upon? What does his heart yearn for? You may find out as I waken him. Do not be left out of a sight and experience your neighbors will talk about for years and years. Step right up, right in there. Plenty of good seats. Don't question the cost. A pittance to what kings and queens have paid to see Cesare. In you go, step right up, step
this
right
Cesare's
up.
This Cesare's the herald.
Oh,
you're wrong. I'll go without you.
What could I do? I followed Alan into Caligari's tent, feeling that my friend's amusing notions had become misguided delusions. I was fooled by Caligari, fooled into believing he was simple, harmless.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, now has come the moment where you shall encounter the extraordinary phenomenon which is Cesare. Stave yourselves, you who are faint of heart. Just upon the other side of this curtain, Cesare unwittingly awaits my beckon. Raise the curtain, it is time. here, in this cabinet. Within this cabinet, Shazari slumbers, unaware that I am about to lure him from his dreams. And lure him I shall with this, my magic wand, and the secret incantations I alone have discovered. I shall now draw him from his slumber. Look upon the guise of death, but he is no corpse. I shall prove it. Iosa! Beelzebub! I, your master, command you, awake Shazari. Shazari is completely in my control.
This is no fakir, this is from you.
Perhaps.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shazari knows all secrets. Ask him to look into your future. A once-in-a-time, lifetime opportunity to garner the secrets of your fate. As he slumbers, Shazari dwells where realms of fates and destinies are played out for his eyes alone to see. Who shall have the courage to gaze into his eyes and see their fate? Who? Is it you? Perhaps it is you, young man. Who wishes to see
this? This is it! The herald has come for me.
Don't, Alan.
Can't you see?
Wrong.
I'm meant to know. I'm coming.
Alan, stop.
That's close enough. Ask your question.
How long shall I live? Please tell me.
Time is short. You die and die.
Young man, madam, fate can be cruel to those in earnest to enter her bedchamber. Ladies, gentlemen, as you can see, it takes more than courage to face Shazari's pathetic visions. Who dares next? Come forward. Who dares next? Who wishes to see?
So we left the fair. I soon had him convinced that his whole line of thinking was all rubbish.
Oh, you're right, Francis. How silly I've been.
Silly indeed. The whole notion of foreseeing the future is
Wait! Murder! Francis! It's the town clerk!
Jane!
Good evening,
Jane.
Francis. How are you?
Oh, I'm much better for being in your presence.
Jane!
Good evening, Alan.
Jane, you look exquisite tonight.
Jane, might you be free to attend the mayor's ball? You really must say yes.
I don't know.
Well, perhaps she's considering that I asked her first.
Social event of the year.
Well, I just...
You did?
Yes, I did.
Really, Alan? You told me you'd been studying all that night.
Well, Jane was the object of my studies.
I see. Jane, you'll find me much the better dancer.
Oh, is that right?
You two are so silly.
Meanwhile, in the wee hours of the night, behind his tent at the fair, Caligari, for some reason known only to himself, was busy surveying the town grounds.
Appears not. Perhaps hiding over there.
On the way home, Helen and I hardly spoke. Both of us deeply lost in our adorations for Jane. Our friendship is true. Alan, we both love her, but no matter how she chooses, let us remain friends.
Oh, agreed.
So we parted, and night descended. Poor, poor Alan.
No!
Next morning, Alan's landlady came in unexpectedly to my chamber.
Murderer! Murderer! Mr. Francis! Mr. Francis! Master Alan is dead! Murdered! Murder!
No.
Murdered,
no.
Truly. It's true. Murdered in his own bed.
Take me to him. I must see for myself. Alan?
I can't look at him. I can't. I can't. Who could have done such a thing? He hadn't an enemy in the world. Sweet, kind Alan. He was like my own son. Better than my own son. Oh, God, why have you taken him from us in such a cruel manner? Why?
Monster.
What kind of horrible monster could have done such a thing?
Prophecy of the Somnambulist. So from Alan's, I rushed to the police's to tell them of what had transpired. Murder! Murder! My friend Alan murdered! Prophecy of the Somnambulist. Diadani said. He was grabbed by the neck and he struggled. He showed signs of a struggle before he was stabbed to death. Somnambulist.
There's something frightful in our midst.
How did he know? Murder. Stabbed again.
This is the chief inspector.
As the police discussed the case, I entered a state of shock. Alan, I'm sorry. The police told me they could not arrest Caligari and Cesare based simply upon my suspicions. Though they promised they'd look into the matter, I knew they would do nothing. Stumbled away, overwrought with grief and confusion. My feet guided me to Jane outside her family's estate. Jane!
Francis, what's wrong? Are you ill? You don't look well.
Something dreadful has happened.
What? What has happened? Tell me, Francis, what's happened?
Alan's dead.
Dead? Dead? What? How? What happened?
Stabbed to death. I want to see your father. Surely he can help. The police will do nothing, but your father is an important man.
Wait here. I will summon him.
And so I waited as Jane summoned her father, a venerable doctor and man of high social standing.
Francis, my God, Jane just told me about Alan.
I was with him last night. In Caligari's tent, there was somnambulist.
Somnambulist?
Cesare, Caligari's servant. He said, die at dawn. Sorry, threatened. Must have killed Alan. Can you help?
Your suspicion of the somnambulist seems justified. I shall ask the police for permission to examine him. If he merely feigns slumbers, I suspect he shall soon be revealed. Then both he and Caligari will have some explaining to do.
Yes, thank you, Doctor. Meanwhile, the mystery of the Hostenwald murders is about to grow even more perplexing. Most unbeknownst to me, an another murder was in the midst of being perpetrated.
Time to eat. I've made your favorites. Yes, yes. Up you go now. Stay, stay. Yes, yes. Open wide. Here comes a nice squiggly snake to slither down to your belly. Good, isn't it? Put in just the touch of molasses you like. Down goes the snake.
It was then that the good doctor and I had arrived, equipped with a search warrant. Open up. We need to talk to you.
What? Who? There.
Open up!
I'm busy.
Please allow us to inspect your somnambulist.
No!
Now, see here, I have a warrant from the chief inspector.
No!
Now, see here,
come back with the police!
No! Very well, gentlemen, if you must, please come in.
Meanwhile, the murderous man who'd been apprehended the night before was being dragged to police headquarters.
We got him right here.
Before the chief inspector, they expressed their absolute certainty that this man was the nefarious Hostenwald murderer. With the knife as evidence, it didn't seem that they had their man. Oblivious to what was happening at police headquarters, the good doctor and I attempted to inspect Cesare.
Satisfied yet?
I wish to question him. Wake him! Wake him, I say!
No!
News from police headquarters. Yes, sir.
Doctor, look at this. Here, Hostenwald murderer caught, attempts third killing.
Not staying for tea, then, gentlemen. Well, good day. Good day. Good day.
Jane, meanwhile, was anxious about the long absence of her father. She was not normally a compulsive woman, but something was compelling her to action now. Decided she must seek her father out. Why'd you do it?
Well, go on, answer him.
I didn't know your friend. It's true I tried to kill the old woman. She failed to acknowledge the back wages owed me, scorned me and my half-starved children even. Yes, and I thought they would blame the mysterious murders on the murderer again. I swear I had nothing to do with the two other murders. So help me God, I saw that somnambulist. So it was so vile and blasphemous. I thought to myself that God would want them put away in prison. I was going to leave the knife near their tent. But I see now that they are all God's children, even Caligari and Cesare.
As we were reaching an impasse with our interrogation, Jane was on her way to Caligari's tent, knowing that her father and I had gone there to inspect Cesare.
Dr. Olson here. He said he was coming to see you. Has he been here?
No, no. Oh. Wait. Yes, the doctor. Won't you come in and wait for him? Such a kind man your father is. We had a very pleasant conversation. He said he'd be right back. You must come in. Have you seen my show?
Why, no.
Well, then you must come in and meet Cesare. He loves visitors, especially beautiful young ladies like yourself. Come, come. Come closer. Closer. Cesare. He's right here. He is sleeping. But I'll wake him for you. Would you like that? Yes. Rosa.
With Jane and her father back to their estate. Jane told us about her frightening encounter with Caligari and Cesare. After being reprimanded by her father for going to Caligari's alone, we walked in silence, each of us carrying our own confused suspicion. That evening, I decided to see for myself what Caligari was up to. Very stealthily, I made my way through the deserted fairgrounds to his tent. Not finding him in his tent, I crept quietly around to his shack. There I was to find he and Cesare sleeping soundly. Meanwhile, watching Caligari and Cesare, not suspecting that my beloved was already in their wicked grasp. I, of course, knew nothing of this at the time, having been watching Caligari and Cesare all night. Great was my shock when I heard about Jane's abduction. Jane! Jane, speak to me. Jane. Can't have been Cesare. I've been watching him for hours, asleep in his box. Both he and Caligari never stirred from their slumbers. I stood there for hours, watching them with my own eyes. They never slept.
I tell you, it was Cesare and no other!
How was I to understand this? By what evil magic could Caligari have done this? Could he cast some spell over me? So that it was I who slumbered while I stood outside his shack? I rushed to police headquarters. There's been another murder attempt. With my own eyes. But it can't be, Cesare. I'm still in a spell. I feel dizzy. I do feel strange. Is the prisoner safe in his cell?
Of course. I just brought him his dinner.
I hope so. Let me see him.
Franz, have you got your keys?
Yes, of course.
And so I was taken down to the lowest level, the prison level. A feeling of trepidation entered me. I felt as if this was a place I'd been before. I was destined to end up. Looked in on the prisoner, and for a dreadful moment saw myself there in his place. But no, it would not be me in there. It would be Caligari. Caligari and Cesare. I went to the chief inspector and he agreed to accompany me to interrogate Caligari and Cesare. The inspector demanded that Cesare be brought out and awakened.
No, he must not be disturbed. His psyche is very fragile at this time of day. No! No!
I tried to block the door, but was forced aside by the inspector. Two guards were instructed to bring Cesare out. I stood silently watching him, wondering what thoughts were twisting around inside him. To my mind, his expression was that of the guilty. The guards commented on how light Cesare was. There we opened the cabinet. To my great horror, there was only a mannequin lying there. Mad rage tore through me as I saw Caligari dashing to his escape. I chased after him like a wild beast after its prey. But Caligari was so much quicker than I'd ever expected for an old man, only further proof to me that some kind of wicked supernatural powers were at his disposal. Gradually, as I followed him, my blind rage turned to curiosity. Where was he going? We came to a place that I'd never known existed so near to Hossenwald, an asylum for the insane, tucked away in the depths of the forest. Caligari disappeared within the walled courtyard. I went to speak to the administrators. Why did this place seem so familiar to me? I'd never been here before. young doctor was called to me. Have you a patient named Caligari, I asked. Told me there was no such patient, but I insisted, telling him I'd seen Caligari enter the building. Told me that was not possible. The young doctor went to call the deputy director. Told him I was certain they had a patient there named Caligari, an old man. He must have escaped, gone to cause mischief in Hossenwall. He told me that was impossible. He went on to tell me that only the head of the institute can divulge the identity of the patients. He asked me if I'd care to see him. Of course. They then began to guide me through the halls. I was shown into the office of the head director. There, sitting at the desk, was none other than Caligari himself. Shock and rage tore through me. I stormed his desk, but gazing into his eyes, I was overcome by terror, as if some great spider was struggling upon his web. I dashed out of the room and collapsed in the main courtyard. The other doctors rushed to my side, trying to calm me. I won't calm myself. Can't you understand? He's deceived you and all of us. He may be your head director, but he is Caligari, and he must be stopped. He and his servant Cesare are already responsible for 2 murders in Hossenwall, and attempt a third upon my fiancée. If you don't stop him, I'm sure he will perpetrate other killings. He's a madman. Please, please, you must believe me. You must help me. Oh, I feel dizzy. Meanwhile, that night, while Caligari slept, the other doctors brought me out from where I'd been hiding, and we cautiously stole to Caligari's office. They claimed they had their own suspicions about the head directors for some time, and we agreed we must investigate. We began to search through his books and writings, finding scholarly tomes regarding abnormal psychology. It was the deputy director who remembered the head director had been keeping some books hidden from me. He went over to a cabinet that was strictly forbidden to him to open. He was not hindered by that now, though. He brought out the secret tome, and we found one dealing with somnambulism. It was a study dated from 1156. I was informed that this had always been the head director's special study. I began to hurriedly leaf through the book, knowing that Caligari could awaken at any moment. Suddenly I came across the page that said, "The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. In the year 1093, a monk named Caligari visited the small towns of northern Italy, traveling around with his somnambulist named Cesare, whom he carried in a rough wooden case fashioned like unto a coffin. Caligari long had an interest in trying to influence the will of others. He'd often whispered into the sleeping ears of other monks in the middle of the night, encouraging them to do and say things the following day when they awoke that were to Caligari's advantage. He ordered his somnambulist, whom he'd completely forced into his power, to carry out his adventurous plans. For months, he caused in town after town great panic by repeated occurrence of murder, always committed under the same circumstances. What had caused this monk to turn from God to Mephistopheles shall always remain a mystery. Surely he resides in the hall of the eternally damned, a place much lower than that of Cesare, whose innocence could not protect him from Caligari's malevolent manipulations." We then discovered a file of case histories and notes. I was immediately drawn to an entry on March 12th. It read, "Somnambulist was admitted to the asylum last morning. At last. Apparently the patient was a man from the Saarland region near Luxembourg. His name was Jean Fleuret, assumed to be rechristened Cesare by the head director." The entry went on to describe what happened that morning when Jean Fleuret arrived.
Bring him in.
Bring him in.
Slow but steady pulse. Beautiful. Get out. Get out. Leave him with me. Ha 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 ha! Finally! Yes, yes. Right here. Strong, grown, healthy man. It's the secret incantations that will guide him. Mine, mine! All mine.
As we continued to explore the notes, Caligari must have sensed a disturbance, for he awoke suddenly. Meanwhile, we read on.
Now nothing stands in the way of my long-cherished ambition. At last I can put the Caligari theory to the test. I shall now know if a patient can be compelled to perform deeds he would shrink from in his normal waking state. Can he be made to commit murder?
We read on.
No, I must not, for my eternal soul will be forfeit in the effort to satisfy my curiosity, not to mention what would become of Jean Fleury's soul. Who are these voices that compel me? I must not give in. I must not give in to their implorings. I must not give in to temptation.
Caligari.
No.
Caligari.
Caligari.
Caligari. Caligari.
Caligari.
Caligari.
I must know. I will become Caligari!
Caligari! Caligari! Caligari! Caligari! Caligari!
Not resist. I was chosen for this as surely as Jean Fleury was. Caligari and Cesare we have become. Our souls are forfeit, but in the meantime we shall feast heartily upon as many mortal souls as we can.
Here is madness. We were shaken from our brooding by the sounds of approaching footsteps, but it was not Caligari. It was the groundskeeper, and he informed us that the sleeper had been found dead in a nearby ravine. He told me that they wanted me to come take a look and decide what should be done. I left immediately, wondering if Cesare was really dead or only sleeping. When I arrived at the scene and analyzed Cesare, there could be no doubt that he was actually dead. A plan began to take shape in my head. A plan of how the head director might be forced to remove his mask, revealing himself to be Caligari. I had the men take up the body of Cesare, and we brought it back to the asylum. Confronted the head director. The circle is closing in. You can drop your mask now, Dr. Caligari. Your poor servant will enable your wicked intentions no longer. Bring him in. There lies Cesare. Why don't you try to wake him now?
Hey!
so there's not much more to tell. I became the hero of Halstenwall. Nothing could ever bring Alan back. Cesare's attack upon her, Jane was never quite the same. Caligari, today he's a raving madman, chained in his cell, forever claiming he's been betrayed, but by who or what? Only his twisted mind knows.
Evil spirits must be back. Come, Francis. Come, Francis, too dangerous out here. We don't want the evil spirits to get you. Come, we must get in. Come now.
Ashes and brimstone, tides of destruction, hails of fire with cats flying out clouds of broken tongues. Brothers, listen to me, I said, but she would not listen. As she was hit by the ticks and tops struck to her head. Look out, I said, but she would not listen. Ashes, brimstone, tides of destruction, hail of fire, cat, clouds of broken umbrellas, sweeping.
See, there's Cesare. If you let him prophesy, you will die. Die like Alan died. We'll all die. All die. No, don't let him prophesy you. So long, Jane.
We who are of royal blood may not follow the wishes of our hearts, but we must go back and forth and back through our regal dungeons.
Impossible! It's Caligari! It's Caligari!
And good morning, Jurgens. Yes. How are the tides of destruction faring today?
Impossible. You fools! This man is plotting our doom! We die at dawn! He must stop him! It kills us all! I'll stop him myself! Murderer! Murderer! You can't betray her! I'll kill you! No! No, Caligari! You can't do this! Stop him! No! Get off me! Get your hands off me! Come! No! Stop! Can't you see? It's not him! It's not the director! Caligari! No! Get off! Caligari!
Francis! Francis! Calm yourself! Calm yourself! That's it! Help him up! I want to get a good look at him. Now, what's all this about, Francis? Why are you calling me Caligari? Relax now, you have nothing to fear.
Caligari.
Fascinating, simply fascinating. At last I recognize his mania. He believes me to be the mythological Caligari, but I think I know how to cure him now. He is just the case for me to experiment with my temporal lobe transfixion therapy. That should clear his mind. These misguided delusions.